De. Truth is that as was already mentioned, it's I think 5 years already since the Patira, and since then much has been said on Akiva, and I don't think there is that much I could say again and again. But I thought perhaps it's at this time to take it to new Madrega, the high new Efsher, to talk about the Chabura as we call it, reflect on Akiva. We're coming now after the Yom Tov of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, which without the I don't have to say the rushes about it. Rather, I'll say the words of Chazal that they say that on Shmini Atzeres the Eibishter tells K'nal Yisrael these words. He says, "Nismach ani va'ato." Me and you, the Yidden, will have a simcha together. A deep sense, what it is saying is that it follows up upon Sukkos when we bought Purim connected to the Goyim, which are Mismatim and Vaholchim. They become less and less until they're wiped out. So at this point, the tells us that after we excuse ourselves from the goyim and goyishkeit and we're left with being a pure K'nal Yisrael, reign and free from the goyim and goyishkeit. What's left is a pure simcha of the Yidden and the Eibishter, pure rain. No, the MS is, if you think about it for a second, it's a hard thing to imagine in the life which we live and in the world which we live in. It's hard and almost impossible to imagine being a world which is only pure Yisrael and the Eibishter. It's almost impossible. And yet withhold, do that. Have a simcha of you, the Yidden, and the Eibishter. The Hainu, a Yid, a person needs to focus on himself, on who he really is, and who his Atzmius is, what he is, and no matter in which matzav he finds himself, he has to know and experience his true Atzmius. And the Atzmius of a Yid really is the true Atzmius of a Yid, and the true Atzmius of a Yid, and it will be this way the Asalava Hagazoy is the true Atzmius of a Yid is Nismach Niva Ata Yidden, and the Eibishter being Misamech together without and separate from the Goyim and Goyishkeit, rain, pure. The emesis, there are two things about this Asifa which I think are remarkable. First of all, as I already mentioned, it's 5 years since the Batira, and still we are here again, back together, the Olam, the Chabura. That's first of all. And second of all, it's my hergish, and it could be others also are hergish this. Every time we are it's been number of years since we were together as chabura in yeshiva in the Beis Medrash. But yet, every time we are together here or in other places, I'm argish that we are a chabura exactly as we were at 18 and 20. No change. Our chavishaft and our interactions together are as if we're 18. The chavishaft and kibbutzing together is mamish as if we were 18 in yeshiva besmedush. Oh, but the emphasis is, I think these two things really are one. Because truth is that, and I think we all know this and feel it, that Akiva played a very big role in our lives, our steiging, both as Yechidim and as Chabur together. Many people could attribute chalakim of their growth to Akiva. Kama ways of akapanim, there are kami yechidim who could attribute different aspects of their aliyah and steiging to Akiva. And the chabura as a whole, this which the chabura was a chabura ba'achdus together, plays Kiva played in that a big role, and of course at this point to mention Kiva's mother, who either by choice or not by choice, was in involved in that in this house and in the house in Eretz Yisrael. Al kaponim, a big chelik of of the growth of the aliyah of the chabura is his role. So now, a point of Akiva's life, which we all know, is that Akiva, in all of his matzavim, wherever he went, he took the base medush with him, first of all, and second of all, he used every matzav which he was in to be marba, kivoid, shamayim. I don't need to go into the details of this. We know them all. He took the Beis Medrash with him, and he used every opportunity he had to be marba kivoid shamayim. Is M. Cain, I just thought to Oy Ba'azoy, for us as his chaverim, his chabura, I thought this at this point it's kedai to be we mechazik in ourselves. Who we are. Who we are, and the truth is, who we are. We are a chabur that our roots are in the Beis Medrash deeply, and as I said, even though it's years since we were together as a chabura in the Beis Medrash, the Pael Mamish of Al Kapanim, who we really are, who we are really the same chabura as always. The same chabura with our roots in the Beis Medrash, but with our branches spread out far. We have to and should be and have to be mechazik in ourselves this point that our atmius is people who are rooted in the Beis Medrash, and we take this with us in all of our matzavim, and we use taka every opportunity which we have to be marba kevoid shamayim, and this is in Ilui for his neshama.